Why must a religious woman continue to cover her hair after a divorce? Anonymous from Texas. I have a friend who was recently divorced. She was only married for a short time, no kids, and is now very discouraged about covering her hair. Do divorced women always have to continue covering their hair, or is there some leeway with this? Thanks, Anonymous from the United States. Okay, really, halachically, a divorced woman, since she was married, continues with that halacha that she must cover her hair, even though the source for a woman covering her hair is by a married woman and not a divorced woman. But once a woman was married, she continues to have that halacha of covering her hair even though she's divorced. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that a divorced woman or a widow, there are leniencies, and if for parnasa reasons or shiduchim reasons, it would be mandatory for her not to cover her hair, or perhaps for other considerations, one should check with a competent Orthodox rabbi. There are possibilities that she should be allowed not to cover her hair if it would cause financial problems or possibly even other kinds of problems. So check with a competent Orthodox rabbi. There are possible situations where she would be allowed not to cover her hair.